Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, senior reporter for the Nevada Independent, Howard Stutz, joins us. He's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Howard Stutz. He is the senior reporter for the Nevada Independent. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks for having me on, Sam. I appreciate it.
Let's start out with prediction betting. Not a small topic. First of all,
you called it prediction betting. They call it prediction markets. Okay. Let's just let's get that definition there.
All right. So explain what it is and explain the difference between the two, if you can.
Well, the prediction markets are everything. They better, they have it. It's a commodity. It's overseen by the CFTC, which is a federal agency that regulates commodities trading. So it's like trading, soybeans or other products. They just trade. They have, it's tickets, your contracts you buy. And it's a yes or no proposition. The Raiders are playing the Broncos. Yes, the Raiders will win by 6 points. Yes, the Broncos will win by 6 points or something like that. That's what they do. Or no, you bet yes or no. And it is betting. I mean, look, it's when you have sports on there, it's sports betting. That's really what it comes down to, because they even have, props on players. Will the Broncos quarterback throw for more than 300 yards, yes or no? I mean, that's how they do it. And the changes, the amount you would win, like you put $10 down on yes, that changes based on all the amounts that are taken on the other side, on the no side, similar to the odds. So it's, the problem is they have the technology to just go into every state, with it on the online. But you go into states where sports betting is legal and regulated by state regulators, and that's in 40 different states now since Missouri launched December 1st, and that's where you have a problem. You have companies like BetMGM and Caesars that spent, millions of dollars to create their platforms and get regulated in multiple jurisdictions, states and Canadian provinces. And now you have this, these prediction marks that's dropping in. The other challenge is, you know, Caesars has all these firewalls up, you know, MGM, Caesars, all the traditional betting, you know, sports betting companies have different firewalls up to protect, you know, on age and make sure you're in the state you're in. No, you don't. It's 18 or older. So, you know, a kid graduating high school today or turning 18 today while they're still in high school can make a wager. So it's a very fluid situation because this illegal sports betting industry has really gone after them. And all the different states, Nevada especially, we've got the state filed, the control board filed cease and desist lawsuits against at least three of the companies. A couple have pulled out of Nevada, said we won't offer in Nevada while wakes his way through the courts. This is going to end up having to be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court at some point. But the biggest one is Kalshi and the challenges they have there. So we'll, you know, they're the biggest one. They're going after, you know, all these states no matter what. So we'll just, you know, we'll see what's happening here in Nevada.
Okay, but, you know, as we observe this, I mean, isn't the reality is that it is gambling? I mean, let's be honest, the stock market is gambling. And so, you know, the whole concept is not, you know, foreign to us. They've just taken it to a whole different level by bringing it into the gaming industry. But, boy, this is going to be fascinating. The Gaming Control Board and the Commission, obviously, are just apoplectic. But I guess my imagination would say that the biggest concern for gaming companies is that it's going to end up with the feds wanting to regulate gambling across the nation.
That's one of the fears. I mean, this is where the American Gaming Association has been fighting this. Obviously, our state regulators are fighting this. I mean, a year ago, Sam, if you had asked me about prediction markets, what's the definition? I wouldn't have had a clue. Now, you know, we're living and breathing it. And they've went out, Kalshi went out and hired Sarah Slane, who I think you've probably had on your show before, who used to be the head of, the number two person in the American Gaming Association, started her own sports betting business, you know, advisory firm. She's basically the public face, you know, in the media for Kalshi now, for the biggest prediction market. It's confusing. That's part of it, you know, because people don't really know what it is. I mean, it was all that was discussed around the Global Gaming Expo this year. I mean, I wrote a whole story after the Global Gaming Expo because that's all anybody was talking about was these prediction markets. Where this goes, I mean, everybody just says it's going to go to the Supreme Court to decide how this works. And what's sad is, you know, how much did we talk about legal sports betting after PASPA in 2018 was thrown out by the U.S. Supreme Court? All these states move so quickly to set up regulatory, you know, the regulatory structure, framework and structure for to have sports betting in their states. The other issue is, so we haven't discussed, there's all these been these issues with point shaving going on with some of these NBA players. And, you know, it's like a former coach and another player under indictment for point shaving. There's some issues that legal sports betting is like facing. Plus you have the illegal sports betting operations, the offshore, that are still coming into the U.S. I don't know if do we want, you know, the white, you know, Washington, D.C. to step in and regulate this. The CFTC is a very odd organization because, I mean, they basically regulated commodities, not sports betting, not gambling. So I don't know where this is going to go, but it's going to play out a lot. I think you and I are going to be talking about this a lot in 2026.
Oh, I totally agree. And, you know, you also got to throw in college athletes now being able to come up with payment for various things from image to lots of other things. I'm, as you know, I'm no expert on sports, but now you've opened up a whole new window of potential problems.
UNLV just signed a deal. I mentioned it, I think, this morning in the newsletter on Wednesday, where they got a logo deal with a Vegas, a biomedical firm. The logo is going to be on the jerseys on the football team, both the men's and women's basketball team, the baseball team, and at Allegiant Stadium. So it's like 5 years, $11 million to UNLV. They need, you know, it's a good it works. You never saw this years, you know, you wouldn't see this ever years ago, you know, with college sports. And plus, like you said, the NIL with players, they've got a chance in the transfer portal. Get in the transfer portal, they go to where they get the highest amount of name, image, and likeness opportunities for them. You know, making $1 million. Arch Manning, who's a sophomore in college at LSU, didn't come out of the, you know, it's going to stay in college another year at Texas. Excuse me, he's in Texas, not LSU. He's from Louisiana, but he makes over $1 million a year in NIL just for playing college football.
I know
it's a different era for us.
Yeah, it's stunning, but I mean, it's also at this point deserved, as these kids have been doing all the work and not getting paid for it.
Well, of course,
but
yeah.
But I mean, is the conversation going around now about the potential for the feds not only regulating but also taxing?
Yeah. They're going to want money for it. So I don't know where it's, I think that's still out there. I think it's how the courts end up deciding this whole thing with the prediction market, Sam. That's going to be the key on it. Right now, we have one federal judge in Nevada who ruled one way on CalSheet and then ruled another way on crypto.com, which is another prediction market. So, and then he changed his ruling on Kalshi, and they, crypto.com agreed to get out of the state to stay away from Nevada, the firewall off Nevada. Kalshi won't. They're appealing the judge's decision. So,
the other thing is that, you know, we saw this kind of disruption with Uber and Lyft. These multi-billion dollar companies coming into various states, battling the most powerful groups like the taxi industry and winning. And you're seeing a similar thing here with the disruption of technology. Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see.
Yeah, we just had a story on Sunday on that in the Nevada Independent on the taxi cab industry and how they've been decimated by Uber and Lyft.
Yes, yes, and very good story too. All right, my friend, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Howard Stutz after this timeout.
Welcome to Story County, where history meets innovation and a pioneering spirit continues to shape our future. At the heart of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, we power the future with global leaders in technology and manufacturing, driving progress that reaches far beyond our county lines. From advanced manufacturing to tech innovation, our industries are creating thousands of quality careers, fueling a vibrant economy that benefits every Nevadan. But it's more than just growth. Our community is our foundation, supporting families, empowering local initiatives, and creating a place where everyone belongs. Be part of a legacy built on bold ideas and boundless possibilities. Join us in building a brighter future right here in Story County. Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
You're in trouble with the law. It's easy to think you'll lose everything, but there is hope. I'm Attorney Orrin Johnson. Your first step is to hire a serious attorney with the experience to successfully navigate the legal system for you.
Sometimes hope means addiction treatment instead of jail and making sure you're treated fairly.
Sometimes hope means fearless trial attorneys who will stand up to the government when they get it wrong. Call or text Orrin Johnson Law.
We'll make a plan.
You'll take back your life.
It's the most wonderful time to win during the $125,000 holiday cash frenzy at Tamarack Casino. Every Saturday, unwrap thousands in cash and free play. Don't miss the grand finale December 27th. We're gifting $20,000 in cash guaranteed. Tis the season for good times at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Stutz. He's the senior reporter for the Nevada Independent and one of the best gaming reporters in the world, literally. You wrote back in 2023, former Las Vegas judge George Assad, who was sanctioned by judicial overseers for a punishment he meted out and lost his reelection bid after his son robbed the Bellagio in a high-profile heist more than a decade ago, was named to the Gaming Control Board by Governor Joe Lombardo. Recently, George Assad came out and revealed how the Steve Wynn settlement came about. Were you surprised at a sitting member of the control board saying what he said? I've talked to a lot of people, gaming attorneys and others, who were shocked that somebody in his position would make the comments he made.
Well, to answer your question, was I surprised that a sitting member of the gaming control board said what he said? Yes, absolutely. Was it part two? Was I surprised that George Assad, former Judge George Assad, say what he said? Yes. No, I'm not, because George doesn't have a filter, and he never did. I've known George a long time. You know, when he was a municipal court judge, it was highly unusual that he was, when Governor Lombardo put him on the gaming control board. He's now the senior member of the gaming control board because Mike Dreitzer, who's the new chairman, just, you know, took over 5 months ago, and Shundal, who joined a year ago. So he's the senior member of the board. It was very surprising. I didn't see the remarks, or I wasn't at that event where he spoke. It was a Nevada gaming lawyers event. I didn't attend that. But I did hear when he spoke about Kalshi at a board meeting during the public comment section by the board members when they made public comments. That was highly unusual because he commented on a pending legal matter in front of the board, which normally they say no comment. We don't comment on pending legal matters except when they announce they're filing something or that's the only, and it comes out as just a very canned statement. So it's, look, he's got 2 more years on his term. That's all I can really say about him. I don't know what else to really say there.
Do you recall?
Like you said, talking about the Steve Wynn settlement, that was very unusual.
Do you recall any other gaming control board members being removed by a governor?
No, not during my time. I can't remember. I mean, there hasn't been much controversy. The only controversy I ever remember with the board was when Kenny Gwynn and Jim Gibbons both appointed somebody for the board, but Gibbons said his term hadn't run out, and then Kenny Gwynn didn't have the opportunity. So that's when the legislature went in and changed the timing on when the board's positions end. So the current governor, if there's a change in the governor's office, the current governor can appoint that person. That's the only time I remember anything goofy like that.
Okay. On that note, we will take a break and we'll be right back with much more with Howard Stutz after this timeout.
A power line is more than a power line. It's maintaining the bottom line for small businesses. It's keeping the assembly line moving for our workforce. For our brightest minds, it's meeting a deadline. It's on the front line with our heroes. And on the sidelines of the biggest games. It's a direct line to our loved ones. And it's a lifeline for the most vulnerable. There's a lot on the line.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their home. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the heat back on today. Call us today and we'll fix it today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why freeze for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your furnace fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
This holiday season, say aloha to winning big with the Carson Valley Inn's $250,000 Hawaiian holiday giveaways. Unwrap the fun with $500 Southwest gift cards and mini vacations every Saturday. And $60,000 in grand prize Hawaiian vacations or cash. The islands are calling only at the Carson Valley Inn.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Stutz. He's the senior reporter for the Nevada Independent. So do you have your tickets booked yet for going to the United Arab Emirates?
I wish. Need to talk to John Ralston if he'll see if every time I write about it, he makes a joke about it. Howard's looking for a junket trip. Yeah, I want to see it. I mean, Wynn Resorts is spending $5.1 billion to build this project. It looks fantastic. I've heard they just took the analysts, whole group of gaming analysts there, and recently they topped off the tower. It's not going to open until 2027. It's going to be an amazing project. And it may be the only casino for a while in the United Arab Emirates. You know, they've signed, you know, they enacted laws and a regulatory agency that's right now led by Jim Urin, of all people, to legalize several casinos. MGM has a project going in Abu Dhabi that has 250,000 square feet. It's a mixed use project they're doing with a company there, a UAE company, and they have three hotels of, I think, each 500 rooms that are Aria, MGM Grand, and Bellagio is their names, and they have 250,000 square feet of space that's either going to be retail, mixed use, convention, or a casino. But they just need the license for it, and we just don't know when that could happen.
I hope it's not a Harrah's golf course.
No, I don't think it'll be that. I think, you know, look, there's projects there. MGM's also building, look, they're building a $10 billion project in Osaka, Japan, that's going to open in 2030. So those are the big projects outside of the U.S. that Vegas companies are involved with right now. But yeah, the Wynn project in UAE is going to be spectacular.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, you know, as you mentioned, $5.1 billion. When we think of that in terms of Las Vegas, that's even more than they spent on Resorts World.
Right.
Because that was, I think, what, almost $4
billion? $4.3 billion.
Yeah.
Hard Rock right now, which is going up, it's about, I think they haven't really said, really, it's like anywhere between $2 and $3 billion.
Right. But that's with American Union wages and all the rest in terms of construction. You don't have all that in UAE. And so, I mean, what would be the value compared to, for example, Las Vegas? I mean, maybe that would be more like the Osaka, construction project or Singapore.
Right. The big thing for Wynn is they bought a small casino in London, one of those little, and they're already, you know, building up a customer base that will go to UAE from Europe. Look, all of us, I want to see it. So maybe we can both go, Sam, we can do Nevada Newsmakers edition from UAE. What do you think of that?
I think that's a great idea. You know what? That London casino is almost like the way that they launched Total Rewards back in the day with Harrah's, where they would go into a town, go into a shopping mall before the casino was built, and sign up club players for months, if not years, prior to the property opening. Unbelievable success.
It was a move started by, you know, early on with Wynn. They're moving forward with it, and we'll see where it all ends up in a few years.
Okay, World Cup. So now the stories are coming out that Las Vegas, even though there will be no World Cup games played in Las Vegas, they think that they can attract business, which I think is a genius idea. I always refer back to NFR, and of course, again, they've just done a fantastic run here, that it's not just at Thomas & Mack, it's not just at the hotels that are the roadie, it's at every property they have the parties. Formula One figured out by the third year that they needed to be doing that, or the properties needed to be doing that. So I just think this is an extension of that. I think it's genius. What do you think?
No, it is. The sad thing was that I asked Steve Hill a couple of years ago when Legion first opened, and he said, because of the tray they bring in for the Raiders football field, they didn't build it within the specs needed for the World Cup. And it also would have taken it out of commission for like several months if they needed to try to have to redo it. But so that's why they say, look, Vegas, there are World Cup games in Seattle, in Dallas, LA, the Bay Area, Seattle. Vegas is going to get business from that. There's no question. The books will show it. There'll be a lot, you know, be a lot of attention on it in the sports books and the casinos. And Vegas will do just fine with that. You know, it's just like Super Bowl. We do great business the weekend of the Super Bowl. Did even better last year when the Super Bowl was in Las Vegas, which it will be in 2029 is everyone's guess. So
all right. So Here's a topic that came up quite a few years ago when I interviewed Rossi Rollincotter on the program, probably around the beginning of the show, so in the early 2020s. And he talked about the next big market for Las Vegas being India, the country of India. And, you know, as you look at that country, a growing middle class, obviously well over a billion population there, I think it's like 1.2 billion people. You have the motel industry in the United States controlled by people either from India or Indian descent. So you have a natural already built in the country market. And yet nobody has pushed that forward. Do you ever hear anything discussed about India? We do about China still, but not India.
Right now, I think the focus is trying to get foreign visitation back again after what's gone on this year between when we lost a lot of business from Canada, lost a lot of business from Mexico, Canada especially. That's our number one international destination to and from Las Vegas, and trying to get that back. You remember after the pandemic, the airport was adamant about trying to get foreign visitation back because that was a big market that hadn't come back right away after the pandemic. They brought it back, and now it kind of went away this year. So that's where the move is. I know. Look, the LVCVA is always looking at other markets. And the same with the airport. They just launched. It's going to launch in April. Direct service this year, next year, to and from between Paris and Las Vegas. So that's a great opportunity. Still have a lot of flights between London and Vegas. So.
Yeah. All right, I got to cut you off because we're out of time.
Sure.
I guess your short answer is not yet.
Not yet.
Howard Stutz, thank you so much always for being on the program. A happy new year to you, my friend, and we'll see you in 2026.
Happy new year, and thanks for having me on, Sam.
You're always welcome, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
We take pride in offering a one-of-a-kind experience for both locals and tourists.
Join us for handcrafted cocktails and an unforgettable experience.
Joel's Chop House, the perfect place to savor views of the Las Vegas Strip.
Satisfy your cravings at the Ahern Chocolate Shop.
No smoking, no resort fees, and the parking is always free. The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Check out our archive section on NevadaNewsmakers.com. Great interviews going back as far as 2002. Really worth watching. We'll see you on the next broadcast.